So today we're going to start Kiddush Makom Suda. So I just want to go through the Gemara first, and then just one by one we'll tackle the different issues of Kiddush Makom Suda. Some very interesting approaches I saw from Rav Shechter B'Shem Rav Soloveitchik has one approach, and Rav Asher Weiss has almost the exact opposite approach. So we'll talk about Kiddush Makom Suda. So let's see. The suya started by talking about Kiddush Beis HaKnesses, that if you make Kiddush in Shul, so Shmuel held, Yedei Kiddush lo Yatsu, you're not even Yotzei Kiddush. Why are you not Yotzei Kiddush? So the Gemara says that, Vazda Shmuel Etaimei, this is Shmuel Shitaso, Damar Shmuel, Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda, because Shmuel holds, you need to have Kiddush Dafka in the place where you have your Suda. So let's just read through the Gemara a little bit. Savramina, we thought from that, Hani Mili Mi Bayis Labayis, Avim Makom Lamakom Bechad Beis Alo, we thought that when do we say Kiddush has to be Makom Suda, it means that it can't be in a different house than the place where you make Kiddush. But to go from one room to another room within the same house, from the bottom floor to the top floor, I might think that's still called the same place, and that is called Kiddush Makom Suda. If let's say you have an attic or a rooftop where you build your sukkah, and you have a room downstairs, I might think that it's all the same. That's still called Kiddush Makom Suda. We might have thought that. So Amar lu Ravanan bar Tachlifa said Zimnin Sagin Ava Kaimna Kamei D'Shmuel. Many times I was by Shmuel. Remember, Shmuel is the Baal Meimra. He's the one that says you need Kiddush Makom Suda. Many times I was by Shmuel. V'nachis me'igra la'ara v'hadim akadesh. He would go from the roof down to the ground floor, and he'd say Kiddush again. So what do you see? That even from the roof to the ground floor is considered a shinui makom. It's considered a different place for Kiddush, and you have to make a new Kiddush. V'af Rav Huna savarim Kiddush al makom Suda. You should know Shmuel is not a das yachid. That even Rav Huna agrees Ein Kiddush al Makom Suda, which may help to explain why we paskin that way. Generally speaking, you have Machlokas Rav Shmuel. How do we paskin? So you paskin like Shmuel and Dine Mamanis, but like Rav in Isser V'Heter. So in a normal Aruch Chaim issue, we would normally paskin like Rav against Shmuel. So yet over here, we paskin you require Kiddush Makom Suda. So it could be because Rav was a Das Yachid over here. Rav Huna also holds Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. How do we know that Rav Huna also holds Ein Kiddush Makom Suda? The Rav Huna Kaddish, V'Yisakra Le'Sharga, Rav Huna said Kiddush, and his candle went out, V'Aili Le'Lumane Le'Beiga Nane, the Rabba Berei Dahava Sharga. And he brought his kelim. He brought all of his stuff to the wedding house, the Beis Chupas Beno, Rashbam says, of his son, where there were candles that were lit, because in celebration of the wedding, they had plenty of candles, they had plenty of light. So he brought it to a place that had plenty of light. V'kaddish! And he made a new kiddush. V'ta'im midi, and he ate something. So you see, Rav Huna also holds Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. Says the Gemara, and it's not just Shmuel, and it's not just Rav Huna. V'af Rabba Savar Ein Kiddush El Makom Suda. Rabba also holds you need Kiddush Makom Suda. Dom Rabaye, because Abaye tells the story. Ki avina be'mar, when we were at Rabba's house, ki ava makadish amarlan ti'imu midi. When we said Kiddush, he said, eat something, have a bite to eat. Why? Dilma ada azlisulu ushpiza, because maybe by the time you go back to the hotel, mis akra luchu sharga, your candle will go out, v'lo makadish luchu bebeis achila, and it will turn out that you're not saying Kiddush in the place where you ate. Ubekidusha dahachal onafkisu, and the Kiddush that you said over here is not good, then Kiddush al makom suda. Because you can only be Yotzei Kiddush Makom Suda. You can't be Yotzei Kiddush outside of Makom Suda. So you see that even Rabba holds you need Kiddush Makom Suda. So frankly, really, does Rabba really hold you need Kiddush Makom Suda? Eini Vamar Abaye, didn't Abaye once tell us, Kol Mili Demar Hava Avid Karav. Rabba always held like Rav. Remember how this started out. Rav is the one that said that you don't need Kiddush Makom Suda. Shmuel is the one that said you do need Kiddush Makom Suda. But we said that Rabba always passes like Rav. Lebar mehani tlas dovid Shmuel, except for three specific cases where he passes like Shmuel. What are those three specific cases? Matirim beged lebeged, that he allows moving tzitzis from one beged to another beged, that it's okay to take tzitzis off one beged and move them to another beged. Madlikin miner liner, you're allowed to light one candle from another candle. What's that talking about? What kind of candles? Ner Chanukah, that Ner Chanukah, you're allowed to light one candle from another candle. That's the Rashbam. Madlikin mi Ner Chanukah l'ner acheres. You can light from one Ner Chanukah to another candle, Shel Chanukah. You don't have to light the other Ner from independently. You can light it from the first one. And V'alacha k'Rabbi Shimon begreira, that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon when it comes to dragging a bench. What's that about, dragging a bench? So Gemara explains, D'tanya, like the Brisa says, Rabbi Shimon Omer Gorra the Mita Kisei V'Safsal B'Shabbos Ubavach Le'iskavin Asos Churitz. This is Rabbi Shimon's famous Shita of Dover Shenim Eskavin, that you could drag a bench as long as you're not trying to dig a hole in the ground, even if inadvertently a hole might get dug in the ground while you're dragging the bench. That's okay, that's a Dover She'eino Miskavein. So don't you see, those are the only three cases where Rabba paskins like Shmuel. Everywhere else, Rabba would paskin like Rav. So how can you tell me that Rabba holds you need Kiddush Makom Suda like Shmuel? Rabba always paskins like Rav. So he should say like Rav Ovir also, that you do not need Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Answers the Gemara, Kuchumri de Rav Hava Avid, Kukule de Rav Lo Hava Avid. Yeah, Rabba paskins like Rav, that means Rabba is always machmir for Shitas Rav, with these three exceptions. But when Rav is the more lenient opinion, Rabba does not necessarily paskin like Rav. When Rav is the more lenient opinion, Rabba very often, or sometimes, might be more machmir like the Shita of Shmuel. Period. That is what the Gemara has to say about Kiddush B'makom Seuda. Now, a couple of things. Let's just map out what we need to talk about over here. First of all, this requirement, Kiddush B'makom Seuda, is this a requirement midaraisa, or is this a requirement midirabana? It's aleph. That's what we need to do at the beginning of every sugya. Second, there's a requirement called Kiddush B'makom Seuda. What defines makom? So the Gemara spoke a little bit about this. The Gemara said certainly going from the attic down to from the rooftop down to the bottom floor is a different makom. What about going from one end of a room to another? What about if I don't know where I'm sitting yet? We come home from shul and we have a lot of company and the guests don't know exactly where they're sitting, so everyone's sort of like milling around the dining room and we say Kiddush, and then after everyone washes we tell everybody, we show everybody where to sit. So they didn't even know where their makom was at the time that they said Kiddush. Is that called Kiddush B'makom Seuda? They were in the room. What if you're in the next room? My wife is getting something ready in the kitchen and I hear you, you can say Kiddush, I hear you. Is that good enough for Kiddush B'makom Seuda? So that we should know already. That answer, we already saw one Mara Makom on that. Because remember, Tosos discussed, how is it that people were allowed to eat and drink and sleep in the shul? You're not allowed to do such things like that in a shul. So what was Tosos' answer? They were in another room. So the Kiddush was being said in shul. They were in a room next door. And Tosos had said, yeah, Mishamha Yushamma Kiddush. From that room that they were in, they heard the Kiddush that was being said in shul. So apparently, that's okay. That's considered Kiddush B'makom Seuda. But we have to define what's called a makom. So we need to define what's called a... So again, daraisa drabbanan. We need to define what's called a makom. We also need to define what's called su'uda. Kiddush b'makom su'uda. Does su'uda mean that it has to be with lechem mishnah, with chalent, kugel? Like what requirements do we have to make something su'uda? Is just drinking wine enough? Is it do you need to have mizonos in order to be yotze Kiddush b'makom su'uda? We also need to discuss that once we know what Kiddush B'makom Seuda is, does B'makom Seuda only teach me about the physical location of where I say Kiddush? That the place I say Kiddush has to be the same physical, geographical location as the place I have my meal? Or maybe Kiddush B'makom Seuda is also about time proximity. Maybe if I say Kiddush at 11 o'clock in the morning, as soon as shul is over, in my dining room, and then I don't start lunch till 1 o'clock in my dining room, maybe that's not Kiddush B'makom Seuda because too much time has elapsed between the Kiddush and the Seuda. Does makom mean only geographical location? Or does makom mean more than that? Does makom mean that it has to be within a certain time frame that you have Kiddush B'makom Seuda? And then, of course, what we need to talk about is the fundamental chakira that may that may have an impact on every single one of these other issues is that, okay, Kiddush B'Makom Suda doesn't work. On what level doesn't it work? What was I not Yotze if I did Kiddush Shalom B'Makom Suda? Let's say I said Kiddush and Shul, I didn't eat anything, and then I go home and I eat my meal and didn't say Kiddush. What was I not Yotze? Which mitzvah am I missing? What are the options?
Kiddush.
Because when I said my Kiddush, I didn't enhance the Kiddush with a Su'udah. Or it could be I'm missing the mitzvah of Su'udah. I am full and I had Lechem Mishnah and I ate a ton. Yeah, but maybe if I didn't enhance the Su'udah with a Kiddush, it's a chisar in the mitzvah of Su'udah. Or both. Or both, right? Yeah.
You would think, no, I'm saying, ain't Kiddush El Makom Suda. It sounds like the Kiddush has to be about Suda, but Suda is...
Ain Kiddush El Makom Suda, the language certainly strongly suggests that it's a din in the Kiddush. That I'm Yotze the Suda, but it's a din in the Kiddush, that the Kiddush needs to be enhanced by the Suda. Let's say I already had three Sudas on Shabbos and I didn't say Kiddush. Can I still be Yotze Kiddush Makom Suda? If it's a din in the Kiddush? I finished all the meals. I finished three meals. So you say, of course not. Why not? Yes, what if I have a fourth meal? Is that good enough? Does it have to be a su'uda that's a chiyuv? Or is it, no, as long as I eat something, it doesn't have to be a su'uda that's a chiyuv. Yeah?
Based on the possibility, they learned out Kiddush Makom Suda across the Shabbos Oneg, can you say that?
So what's the source of it? Yeah.
Because Oneg Shabbos is the su'uda, so why can't you just, and a fourth meal is also Oneg Shabbos.
Good. What if I'm stuffed?
Then
it's not oneg, even if it's the second or third meal. Yeah. It would have to dafka be a meal that's an oneg for me. Or if, let's say, I'm at a shul kiddush, and I said kiddush, and I saw there were cookies there for mizonos, so I could be yosei kiddush makom suda, let's assume you hold you need mizonos, and I take a bite of the cookie, and it's disgusting. It's nasty. I don't like it at all. So it may not be an oneg Shabbos for me. Can I be yosei kiddush makom suda with that? That may depend on how literally we take that drasha of oneg. So let's start. Yeah, and also, is there any? Let's assume we're makel for a moment. Let's assume we're makel to define su'uda liberally. To define su'uda as lav dafka lecha mishnah. You know, mizonos or wine or whatever, to define su'udah with some lesser form of su'udah. So it happens all the time. You're in shul, you make kiddush in shul, and you have whatever, mizonos, some kugels, some challant. Good, you yotze kiddush makom su'udah. When you go home, is there any reason to say kiddush again before your meal? Is it a maila to say kiddush again? Is it required to say kiddush again? Or is it a problem to say kiddush again? Now, why would it be a problem? Why would it be a maila? There are three approaches to that issue. One approach to that issue is, you don't need to say Kiddush again. It's nothing to say Kiddush again. You're ready to say Kiddush Makom Suda. A second approach we're going to see is going to be that it's a maila. It's a good thing to say Kiddush again, even though you're saying Kiddush Makom Suda in shul, presumably. And the third approach is that, no, you're not allowed to say Kiddush again. And we'll have to see why. Yeah.
Can you consider your third meal?
The problem with that is that the second meal is supposed to, the kulas that we have for what constitutes Shalosh Shudas are only for the third Shabbos meal. So the second Shabbos meal has to be Lechem Mishnah. So if you just have Kiddush and Shul with some Challah and Kugel, so that may not count as your second Shabbos meal. And then when you get home, you're going to need that to count as your second Shabbos meal.
I'm sure you need Kiddush then because of being counted as your actual meal.
So that's one of the things we have to talk about. What does B'Makom Suda mean? Does it have to be your actual Sudas Shabbos? Or could it just be a nominal meal? Some type of meal, even if it's not your real Sudas Shabbos. Maybe just mizonos, that counts as a meal. So that's one of the issues we're going to have to talk about over here. So let's start with the basics. First of all, the Rashbam. Got to read the Rashbam on the side. Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda. Says Rashbam, v'im kiddush v'lo sa'ad ba'osa makom, if you said kiddush and you didn't do the suda in that same place, lo yatsa yidei kiddush. What weren't you yotzei? Kiddush. So it sounds like the Pashtus, that it's not a din in Suda, it's a din in Kiddush. Says Rosh Bam Vayter, Hani mili din Kiddush al makom Suda al mivayis l'bayis av makom bayis l'aliyah in tzorach l'achsu l'kadesh. The Gemara said, we might have thought that from the rooftop to the lower floor, you don't have to say Kiddush again. So that's why we had to be told, not that way, that you do have to say Kiddush again. Yeah. That is the Rashba. Now, parenthetically, this is somewhat parenthetical to the sugya. The story that happened with Rabba. Abaye says that we were by Rabba's house, and as soon as we said Kiddush, he told us to take a bite to eat, ti'imu midi. By the way, that phrase, ti'imu midi, does that sound like it needs to be your Shabbos meal with Lechem Mishnah, or does it sound like it could be something less than that?
Sounds like less.
But if you look at Tosos, ti'imu midi, Nira says Tosos, tahainu ti'imas lechem. Timu midi, don't be misled by that expression, says Tosos. Timu midi means you actually need bread. And then what happened? He said, okay, you better eat something here. Why? Dilma ada azlisalu ushbiza, because maybe by the time you get to your host, to wherever you're staying, misakriluchushaga, the candle will go out, vilamakadish luchu bebeis achila, and it will turn out that you did not say Kiddush in the place where you're going to be eating. Meaning, what does it mean? You turn out that you not say Kiddush in the place where you're going to eating. What was their plan originally? The plan was they're going to listen to Kiddush here, but not really be Yotzei because they don't care about Kiddush here. Then they're going to go home where they're staying and say Kiddush and have a meal there. So he says, no, you better eat something here, because what happens if it's dark over there? Then you're not going to have a meal because it's dark and nobody eats in the dark. So you're just going to go to sleep and be like, so what? I'll eat tomorrow. I'm not hungry. I'm not so hungry. I'll eat tomorrow. So then you're not going to have Kiddush Magen Suda, so you better eat something here. Fractosos, wait a second. If they go home and it's dark, they're just going to go to sleep without eating? There's a separate requirement that they're going to be violating. Forget about Kiddush Magen Suda. What other requirement do they have? Suda, Lecha Mishnah, Suda Shabbos. They have a requirement of having 3 Suda Shabbos. How could they possibly go to sleep without having Suda?
He's talking about during the day, right?
No, nighttime.
Kiddush before and having food after the Kiddush on nighttime.
Uh-huh. So he's saying that if you go home to that hotel and it's dark, you're just going to go to sleep, you're not going to have a meal, and then your problem is going to be that you didn't have Kiddush Makom Suda. They're going to have a bigger problem. They're going to have a problem that they didn't do the Dindoraisa of having 3 Sudas on Shabbos. So it says Tosos, if Kiddush Dach lo nafkisu, Umashlo haya makbid al suda Shabbos shlo lechol below ner kedepirish bekuntros haynu mishum shiuchlo lasos the machar shalosh suudos. He says no, maybe the plan was he figured you'll go to sleep without having a meal and don't worry about suda Shabbos. You'll have plenty of time tomorrow to have 3 meals. Gval de kachidish Tosfos is telling me against the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the 3 meals of Shabbos have to be slotted in the right times. This also addresses the issue you were talking about before, using your Shabbos lunch as Shalosh Udos. If your Shabbos lunch is too early, it wouldn't work. The Rambam would hold that you'd have to have the first Shabbos meal Friday night, the second Shabbos meal Shabbos morning, third Shabbos meal Shabbos afternoon. The Rambam actually describes one's schedule on Shabbos. You daven, you eat, you sleep, you daven, you eat, you sleep, you daven, you eat. He has the actual... That's the way it's got to work. It's got to be within each slot.
Source for sleeping on Shabbos?
Yeah, well, certainly. On Shabbos. There's a, so it's got to be, and learning, you got to learn also.
The first time it's flavor, if I die, you eat, you sleep. I think that's one that I have.
So there's a very clear schedule according to the Rambam. What does Tosfos say over here? I don't care when you have your 3 meals. Just have your 3 meals. So if you don't eat a meal Friday night, just have 3 meals on Shabbos. On Shabbos day, and that's how you'll be Yotzei Suda Shabbos. According to Tosfos, what if, let's say this Shabbos, what time does Shabbos start? The Shabbos, like 4:30 or something, right? Like, so you finish davening at 5:30, and you like to stay up late at night. So you know that your Shabbos lunch is going to be one of these meals that, like, by the time you finish shul, you know, let's say you're at a bar mitzvah or something, and, like, by the time you finish shul and you get home, and the meal is going to go till literally all the way till mincha, and you're going to be stuffing your face the entire time. You know there's, like, zero chance you're going to be able to eat Shalosh Shudas during the normal Shalosh Shudas slot, because you'll be so stuffed from lunch. So maybe in Eitzah, maybe you get home from shul on Friday night, have a Suda Shabbos then, you'll be done 5:30. You'll start. You'll be done 6:15. You'll go out to learn a couple of hours chavrusa and beis medrash. You'll go whatever. Come back at 9 o'clock, 9:15. 3 hours later, have a second Shabbos meal. Right, and then have a third Shabbos meal the next day. Can you do that? L'chor, according to Tosfos.
Yeah.
What's the drawback? It should be fine.
So according to Tosfos, if you do have a kiddush Shabbos morning, you have bread there, then you could just come home and have shalosh at whatever time. Your meal could be shalosh.
Right, exactly. When do we rely on that? So many people rely on that when Erev Pesach is Chal and Shabbos, because people want to have they want to have three sudos, but on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, you know, a lot of chametz and a lot of matzah, and people are makpid to wash for shalosh. So what do? A lot of people will do exactly that. They'll wake up early, daven early, have a Suda Shabbos very early. Let's say the Sof Zman Achilas Chametz is, let's say, 11 o'clock, 10:30 or something. So they'll finish their morning meal at 9 o'clock. They'll walk around the bay, you know, take a rest for an hour, and then have another meal at 10 o'clock. And the Yosei Suda Shlishas. That's one of the shittos of what to do. And we've shown them already. One of the sheets. So that works with the assumption of the Balei Tosfos that that's how you could schedule whatever you want. It could be that even according to the Balei Tosfos, though, there's a problem with having two meals at night and one meal during the day. And it's a Gemara we saw much earlier in the year, even though it's later on. The Gemara had said in Daf Kufei Amar Aleph, Kavod Yom v'Kavod Laila, Kavod Yom Koda. Right? Kavod Yom beats Kavod Laila. Now, what did that mean, Kavod Yom HaKadosh? How did Rashbam understand that? Says Rashbam, Kavod Yom HaKavod Laila, Im Ein Lo Yayin Harbe L'Su'uda, O Minei Megadim Yanich Madayom. If there's something you really like to eat, you love those, you know, you love chocolate cake, you love potato kugel, and you only have one chocolate cake or one potato kugel, so when should you have it? Should you have it Friday night, or should you have it Shabbos day? So that's Kavod Yom Kodem. Kavod Yom wins, you should have it Shabbos day. But maybe it means more than that. Maybe it means that between Friday night and Shabbos day, the majority of the su'udos need to be Shabbos day because of Kavod Yom Kodem. Maybe one could argue that Kavod Yom Kodem includes that din as well, includes that idea as well, that you have to have more than the majority of the Shabbos meals, Shabbos day, it's a chiddush. But it's strange that with all the discussion about how to be Yotzei Shalosh Shudas, we were just talking about Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, all the discussion in the Rishonim, about how to be Yotzei Shalosh Shudas and Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. Why didn't anyone suggest to have two meals at night? You don't find that anywhere. No one suggests it. If all the Rishonim discuss it, Achronim discuss it, no one suggests two meals a night. Okay. It's not so early, but still, it's better than having two meals by 10:30 in the morning.
Depends where you are.
Okay. At least it should be suggested. Why does no one think of it? Elamai, maybe they did think of it, but they realized that you can't do it because Kavod Yom Kodem. Maybe that's part of the din of Kavod Yom Kodem. Perhaps, just a suggestion. I don't know if it's true. What's a chilz kasa?
Having two big meals back to back.
But you can do a Shabbos morning anyway. They do suggest doing it Shabbos morning.
But Shalosh is normally a smaller meal. But so the Friday night to Shabbos meal.
Like you don't have to have a big meal. If you're going to have two pieces of chicken on Friday night, so I have one piece of chicken at 7 o'clock and one piece of chicken at 10 o'clock. Shine, you're done. Okay, a slice of bread and a piece of chicken. It's not, you don't eat Friday lunch, you'll be fine.
It's enough for days.
Take a look at the Rush in Simon Hay. I have it in the Mar Makomas here, I think. Yeah, the Rush in Simon Hay. Quoting from Rabbeinu Yonah. Says the Rush. Actually, even before that. The Rush, bam. The Rashbam, Dibur Maschla Afidei Kiddush Lo Yatsu. Right, you see that? Afidei Kiddush Lo Yatsu? Tap Rashbam and Kofal Fumidal. Why is it that according to Shmuel, one is not yotzei kiddush shelo b'makom suda? So says Rashbam. Then he was referring to before Gedbar Shin and Taimei Lekamei, ein kiddush al makom suda dichsiv. How do I know ein kiddush al makom suda? Because it's a pasuk. The karasa l'shabbos oneg. The pasuk says karasa l'shabbos oneg. B'makom shata korei l'shabbos kolomar kriya de kiddush. How is one korei shabbos? One is korei shabbos by saying kiddush shamtei oneg. That's where you have to experience your oneg Shabbos as well. Medrashu. Inami, another possibility, svarahi. Mid'ikva kiddush al yayin, kintanya l'kaman, zechrei al yayin, mistama al yayin shabashasuda hukva d'chashiv. If we're going to assume that there's a din that you have to have kiddush al yayin, what kind of wine do you think they intended you to make kiddush on? Not just any wine, the wine of your su'uda. Kiddush has to be done on the wine of your su'uda. That's the svara. Any difference between these two? Yeah?
The svara would imply a lesser level of strictness in having to have it.
Yeah, why?
Because the svara is sort of like, that's what people do. But if you don't do it, you don't have to. Like,
is that what svara means?
No, as far as the way they make it sound is that that's the way, obviously the wine means the wine of the meal. So it sounds that if the wine would be the wine of the meal, it wouldn't be as bad as if you say it's a...
So you could have taken this two ways. You could take this in two ways. One way to take it is that Zechreyu Aliyayin means the wine of Suda, and that's how we know Kiddush Makom Suda. So whatever the severity of Zechreyu Aliyayin is, that's what the severity of Kiddush Makom Suda is. So if Zechreyu Aliyayin is only an Asmachta, Zechreyu Yom HaShabbos Kachu makes no mention of Yayin. It's only an Asmachta. Therefore, the whole din is only a din derabanan. So the din of Kiddush Makom Suda is obviously only going to be derabanan. Whereas, if we learn it from across the Shabbos Oneg, that is a pasuk. It's not in the Chumash. It's a pasuk in Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Nunches, but it is a pasuk. So what level would that be? Midivrei Kabbalah. Somewhere in between, right? It's not a derabanan, it's not a deraisa, it's Midivrei Kabbalah. So that's one way to take it. That if you say like the second day of the Rashbam, it's a lower level chiv. It's only midrabanan because the chrei l'yayin is only a smach. It's only midrabanan. But cross the Shabbos Oneg would make it midivrei Kabbalah. The other way to take it is not the exact opposite. Divrei Kabbalah, that we can't change. Cross the Shabbos Oneg, that's divrei Kabbalah. But maybe the chrei l'yayin is din d'oraisa. Maybe Zachar Shem HaShabbos Kacho, that with the Gemara Dash and Zachar El Yayin, maybe that means that you need Yayin mi de Oraisa. And therefore, if we're assuming Misvara, that when the Torah tells us you need Yayin mi de Oraisa, it means that you need the Yayin of the Suda to be that Yayin, maybe Kiddush Makom Suda would then be a din de Oraisa. So you say it's a stretch. Why is it a stretch?
It's like a step too far. It sounds like, yeah, Kiddush has to be, you know, Svara with the Suda. It sounds like also he's saying Suda Hukma the Chashiv. Meaning they thought it to be Chashiv at that point. It doesn't sound like that would make it their right to have Kiddush.
What does Hukva mean? Mid Ikva. If this were a Dinder Abanan, what word should he use? Or even kav'u. Whenever we're talking about a drash chazal, we'll just speak in the plural, that they were koveya. Mid'ikva means it has been established. It very likely sounds like he's talking about that it was established by God himself. Huh? Mid'ikva, hukva, right? Both lashonos that Rosh Bab uses sound like we're talking about God himself. Now, who says that having yayin is a din d'oraisa? So we saw a discussion in Tosfos and Daf Kuf Vav Amid Aleph. Tosfos quotes two days, whether kiddush al yayin is d'oraisa or it's only an asmacht over here. Tosfos raised the possibility that even if kiddush al yayin is d'oraisa, maybe I'm varich torok shiyitom is only d'rabbanan. But that would be against this Rashbam, right? This Rashbam, if you're going to assume that kiddush al yayin is d'oraisa, Tosfos. The Rashbam assumes that means Kiddush Makom Suda, which means that you have to, well, not necessarily that you have to be towing, right? Just that you have to say the Kiddush Makom Suda. So I take that back. Okay, so that's two ways to understand this Machlokes of the Rashbam. Is there anything else over here? Meaning, so the two days in the Rashbam might be arguing about the level of the severity, and that argument might go in either direction. It might be in Divrei Kabbalah versus Drabanan, or it might be in Divrei Kabbalah versus Doraisa. Is there any other issue that these two days of the Rashbam might be debating? So remember we said that there is a chakira, which didn't sound like much of a chakira to you because of the lashon of in kiddush ela makom suuda, but there is a chakira whether kiddush makom suuda is a din in the kiddush or a din in the suuda. Might that be some of the issue over here? The issue in the Rashbam. Is there any way to suggest that maybe the two days in the Rashbam are arguing about that point, whether it's a din in the kiddush or a din in the suuda? What do you think? I'll have you know, people say it. I'm not convinced of it at all. But people say these two days of the Rashbam are arguing about whether it's din in the Kiddush or din in the Suda. How can you fetch that into the Rashbam?
I think so.
Yeah, how?
I think it's my first opinion where it says, the cross of the Shabbos own it.
Yeah.
That's implying that the Kiddush,
The Kiddush is the Iker.
Yeah.
Why?
Because
what
it says, the place where you have the Kiddush is where you have the Onan.
Okay.
To
and the other
day, which basically the Svara was that it makes sense basically to have the wine in the time of the meal. I mean, so it sounds like the meal created the wine at that point.
Right, meaning the wine is there for the meal's sake. So once the wine is there for the meal's sake, you might as well say Kiddush on that wine. But the Kiddush is there to complement the meal. And when you don't say Kiddush on the wine, it's a chisaron in your meal. Could have said the opposite also, though. That since the meal is so chashuv, you need, in order to make your Kiddush equally chashuv, you need to put the Kiddush together with the meal. And if you don't, then your meal will still be chashuv, but your Kiddush won't be. And you could argue in the first day of a kras l'shabbos oning, welcome shata, what's, if I were to ask you, kras l'shabbos oning, what mitzvah is that teaching me? Mitzvah oning, oning Shabbos, which is done through Suda Shabbos. So then the ikar is really the Suda. And the Kiddush is just secondary. So you could argue both ways. The fact that you could argue both ways tells me that you can't really say that that's what they're arguing about. Meaning it's a very hard stretch to say that that's what the two days in the Rashbam are really about. Now, take a look at the Rosh. Simon Hay. Says the Rosh. V'arav Rabbeinu Yonah Piresh. De'inu brachal v'atala. We need a little context over here. Look at the Rosh itself. Yeah, the Rush. This Rush appears in, if you have the Gemara, on page Chaf Aleph, the last two lines of the page. So quotes the Gemara about going Me'ara Le'igra. So the Gemara asks on Shmuel. According to Shmuel, that you need Kiddush Makom Suda. So why do we even bother saying Kiddush and Shul? Right? Remember the Gemara said that on the top of the Amud. Why do we even bother saying Kiddush and Shul if you need Kiddush Makom Suda? What the Rush is in the middle of discussing over here is, what if you have in mind that you're going to go from one place to the next? What if I say Kiddush in one place and I have in mind that I'm going to have my meal in another room? Does that cover it? Why would that help? Where do we find that such a thing might help? In what area of halacha does it maybe help to have in mind? What the Rosh is discussing is the following. Let's say I say Kiddush in one place, and I have in mind that I'm going to go have my Suda in the other place. Maybe that makes a Kiddush Makom Suda. So maybe I can say Kiddush in Shul, and have in mind that I'm going to have my meal somewhere else. Does that make, maybe that makes a Kiddush Makom Suda. Why would I think that makes a Kiddush Makom Suda? Where does that ever help to have in mind you're going to go somewhere else? By benching Bechus Brachus. So the Rush raises that possibility. So says the Rush, start from three lines from the bottom. V'hashto parach shapir l'shmo, lama l'kdusha beknishta, im ein t'nai mo'il lotzeis bebeso. If we're going to assume that such a Tanai does not help, so then the Gemara's Kasha on Shmuel is a good Kasha. The Gemara says, wait, according to Shmuel, how can it, why do we even bother making Kiddush and Shul? It's never going to accomplish anything for me to make Kiddush and Shul. I'm not having my meal there. You're going to tell me, no, I'll have in mind that I'm moving and I'll have my Suda at home. No, having in mind doesn't work. Tanai doesn't help. Then it would turn out that it's brachal v'atal if you don't have guests. V'arav Rabbeinu Yona Piresh, de'enol brachal v'atal. It's not a brachal v'atal if you don't have guests. Da'adam rin de'en k'dushal makam suda, hainu, midrabanan. We saw this Rabbeinu Yona. Where did we see this Rabbeinu Yona? This was the Rabbeinu Yona that was quoted by? Well, now we see it quoted by the Rosh, but this was quoted by the Beis Yosef also, right? The Beis Yosef quoted this possibility of Rabbeinu Yonah. So he says, the Rabbeinu Yonah points out, in Kishol Magum Sud is only a din, the Rabbanon. The Asmachua Rabbanon Akroi Vikaros al Shabbos Oneg. It's an Asmachta Vikaros al Shabbos Oneg. Whoa! Changes our whole reading of the Rashbam. We saw 2 days in the Rashbam. Is it v'kras l'shabbos oneg, or is it, I just need to stand for a second. Is it v'kras l'shabbos oneg, or is it what? What was the other possibility? The 2 days in Rashbam, where does Kiddush Magam Suda come from? Either v'kras l'shabbos oneg, or Zachrei al-Yayin, and Mistama means the Yayin of Suda. So he said, oh, if you hold v'kras l'shabbos oneg, it's for sure midivrei Kabbalah. Because that's a pasuk. In Yishayahu, so it's for sure midivrei Kabbalah. If it's Zachrei Aliyayin, okay, then maybe it's a Drabban, and if it's an Asmakla, maybe it's a Doraisa. But Krasel Shabbos is for sure midivrei Kabbalah. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, it comes from Krasel Shabbos Oneg. And you know what? It's not midivrei Kabbalah. What is it? Midrabbanon. How could it be midrabbanon? It's straight from Pazuk, Krasel Shabbos Oneg. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Asmachta. When we say that it's related to v'kras l'shabbos oneg, that does not mean that it's a din d'oraisa, or that it's a din midivrei Kabbalah. It's an asmachta from the pasuk v'kras l'shabbos oneg, but it's a din d'rabbanon v'asmachu a'rabbanon akroi v'kras l'shabbos oneg. The ikara kiddush min haTorah, says Rabbeinu Yonah, this is the part that we saw already. The din of kiddush, to say kiddush, is for sure a din d'oraisa, and even to say kiddush ala yayin is a din d'oraisa. But Kiddush Magam Suda is only a din d'rabbanan. So what are you going to do? You're in shul. No one's eating in the shul. Okay, so you're not getting Kiddush Magam Suda in the shul. Nobody's eating in shul. Is there any point in saying Kiddush? So Rabbeinu Yonah, as we saw the past few days, says, yes, there is a point. Because there are people in shul that will not say Kiddush at home. They're not so religious. They're not going to say Kiddush at home. So at least say Kiddush for them. Let them get the mitzvah d'oraisa. They're not going to get the mitzvah d'rabbanan anyway. But at least let them get the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush. They're not going to get Kiddush at home. But in the context of telling me this, Rabbeinu Yonah just happens to mention that Kiddush Makom Sud is only din d'rabbanan. Even if you learn it out from Kras L'Shabbos, it's only d'rabbanan. It's not midivrei Kabbalah. You got a question? There are people that are ignorant. So we say Kiddush and Shul, so they at least can get their mitzvah midaraisa. Says the Rosh, don't tell me that Kiddush Magam Suda is only an add-on midrabanan, so we might as well say Kiddush for these people in Shul, at least they'll get the mitzvah d'oraisa, says the Rosh. You know what they're going to get if you say Kiddush for them without a Suda? They will get nothing. Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda means without a Suda, you do not have what? Kiddush at all. There is zero without the Suda. What does that tell you? Is Kiddush Magam Suda d'Rabbanan d'Oraisa or otherwise according to the Rosh? Sounds like it's d'Oraisa. Ain Kiddush Ela Magam Suda. You lose Kiddush entirely. You get nothing. Sounds like he might hold it's d'Oraisa. Or he holds. Right, or it's d'Rabbanan, but we hold like the Balei HaTosfos that d'Rabbanan could take away your Kiyum d'Oraisa. Also, the Lashon of the Gemara. over here you will not fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush if you don't eat something. What do you mean you won't fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush? According to Rabbeinu Yonah, yes you will. You'll fulfill Kiddush Daraisa. You just won't fulfill the added Chumra Midrabanan of Kiddush Makom Suda. Says the Rosh, no, you'll fulfill nothing. Good. So fundamental machlokas are Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh. Yeah.
So according to that, I'm saying if a person would say, you're a shul kiddush, you're a shul, you make kiddush, and whatever it is, you just heard kiddush, and you're planning later on to go to your house and have a meal. So you're going to argue that you're yosim midaraisa and shul, even though you knew in your head you're going to have kiddush later in makom suda. Meaning later on, you know you're going to have the ideal situation. So earlier on, obviously, you're not going to see anything. Meaning,
right. So in that case, it may be argued that a person specifically intends not to be Yotzei's mitzvah of Kiddush and Shul, because he'd rather be Yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush with all the bells and whistles. Meaning, it would be like davening in Shul on Friday night. That maybe the assumed intention is that you're not being Yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush in your tefillah, because you want to be Yotzei the Kiddush Makom Suda later. That you said you're having Kiddush and Shul...
You're making kiddush, let's say, in shul after davening and shabbat.
Friday night, you're saying.
Friday night. And, so then basically, you hear kiddush, assuming that, no reasons apply, whatever it is. You hear kiddush, but you know later on you're going to have kiddush later on.
So probably that would be the same reason you're not, you'll say kiddush and davening in shul Friday night. That same issue with the Dovim Ravava that I think we once discussed. So that same, you could say the same thing, that you're assuming you don't want the mitzvah of Kiddush at that time, because you'd rather do it properly when you're going to do it later.
So it does nothing.
Yeah.
So I could eat it, I'd say.
So don't
eat. I'd say one of the cases is the person was eating on Friday night before, and then before he went to back to, was it back to...
No, he told him eat now so you can get Kiddush Makom Suda here.
Oh, yeah, but he said eat bread, but it wasn't bread. I suppose mashma that if it wasn't, he'd eat something, just not bread.
No, that he wouldn't need anything. The assumption was he wouldn't need anything. Now, this is the Rush. Now, what does the Rush mean? So we said there's two possibilities. Either the Rush means that Kiddush Makom Suda is Daraisa, or the Rush means it's the Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan has the ability to take away your Kiyum Daraisa. Look at the Brim Gadim in source 4, Mishp Selzav Simrei Samach Tes. Because of a Rush Zal, the Mashma in Kiddush Makom Suda, Mashma Liyasa Klal, Vabes Yosef Eviu, Imkein Mashma Kulshul Kiddush Makom Suda, Yayin Opas, Chazal tiknu delokiyim klal mitzvah sasei dizachrehu. Va'ayin tos sukkah gimel brachs yiral famed aleph. What's the Supreme God telling you? That even according to the Rush, that one is not yotzei kiddush at all, shalom b'makom suda. He's not telling you kiddush makom suda is daraisa. That even the Rush is only telling you kiddush makom suda is drabana. Aye, how could it be then that I'm not yotzei the mitzvah of kiddush at all, if it's only drabana? So what's he saying? Because the Chazal have the ability to take away your mitzvah d'oraisa. If you don't do the mitzvah d'oraisa, whenever you hear Tosfos Sukkah Daf Gimel, chances are that's what people are quoting. Tosfos Sukkah Daf Gimel is the Tosfos that says that when that im kein asisim lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, that if you've been doing the mitzvah of sukkah not the way the Rabbanan want you to do it, then you were never even mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa. However, if you look in Rabbi Kiva Eger in source number 3 in Reish Ayin Aleph, he discusses, what about Yom Kippur? When Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, why don't we say Kiddush? Granted, you can't have Yayin because it's Yom Kippur. But just do the mitzvah of Kiddush Midaraisa at least. Say Kiddush. At least say Kiddush to be Yotzei the mitzvah Daraisa. So he says, it must be because you're being Yotzei Kiddush Daraisa in Tefillah. So you don't need to say Kiddush separately. You already did it in Tefillah. V'ulam kashali midivrei Rosh shochiach de'ein Kiddush al b'makom suda de'oraisa. How does he understand the Rosh? That the din of Kiddush makom suda is itself a din d'oraisa. The Rosh proves it from the fact that the Gemara asks on Shmuel, why would I say Kiddush in Shul? What do you mean, why would you say Kiddush in Shul? To be Yotzei the Kiyum D'Oraisa! For the people who aren't going to have Kiddush at home, let them get the Mitzvah D'Oraisa! Like Rabbeinu Yonah said. Says the Rosh, no, they're not going to get the Mitzvah D'Oraisa. Why? So Rabbi Kiva Eger understands, because Kiddush Makom Suda is a Din D'Oraisa. That's how he understands the Rosh. So it's a machlokas within the Shitas HaRosh. Is Kiddush Makom Suda Din Daraisa, or is it not a Din Daraisa? Rabbeinu Yonah clear that it's only Darabanan. Machlokas in the Shita Sarash, whether it's a Din Daraisa or not. And again, we pointed out, this may depend on the two opinions in the Rashbam. If you look in the Rambam, in the 30th paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos, Arba Dvarim Nemru B'Shabbos, Shnayim Min HaTorah, Shnayim Midivrei Sofrim. Four things we say about Shabbos, two Min HaTorah, four mitzvahs of Shabbos. Two Min HaTorah, two Midrabanan. V'hein Mufroshin Al Yidei Nevi'im, but the Rabbanan ones are Divrei Kabbalah V'im. Shabbatorah Zach B'Sham B'Shin Esparash Al Yidei Nevi'im Kavod V'Oneg. Shem V'Kras Al Shabbos Oneg V'Kras Hashem V'Kubah. So if it's a din of oneg Shabbos, v'kras al Shabbos oneg, the Rambam calls that midivrei sofrim. He calls that a derabanan. But if it's a din in zachrei oleyayin, then maybe it's a din d'oraisa. That's the possibility. That's the way they make these 2 days in the Rashbam into that machlokas between Rabbeinu Yonah versus Rabbi Kiva Eger's understanding of the Rosh.
Right.
So the question is there just no mitzvah of Kiddush?
Yeah.
Or is it that there's a mitzvah of Kiddush and you're Mekayim Mit Midaraisa, the way?
Anything is good.
So obviously the Rabbanan would never have taken away your mitzvah.
It feels good. It's
good. It's a good point.
Because as far as we're there, or also the Rosh Hashanah is only good.
That's a good point. I'll take a look. You see, I wrote in over here, Chazon Liyam in page Ayin Ches Ayin Tes, Rabbi Sachs Sefer, he discusses the Yom Kippur angle a little more detail. Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. Then I want to get into tomorrow what's called the right makom. It'll take us a few days to get through Kiddush Makom Suda. There's a lot of geschmack stuff over here. Okay. You can't stay for Milcha? Okay.